Father, we just lift up our holy hands tonight, knowing that you are a blessed Father, that every good thing confronts you, the giver of life. All good things come from you. Everything good, everything perfect, coming down. 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 We ask for everything good to come down. And every perfect good thing to come down. For every good thing and every perfect thing is from above, is above. Every good thing, every perfect thing is above and cometh down from the Father. I ask, Father, you will allow things to come down.
Amen.
Let things come down, Father. Let things come down. Let things come down. Let things come down. He would dwell on our and lofty place. He would dwell on our and holy place. With also with them that dwell, that's meek and lowly and contrite. Oh, he that's from above. Oh, manna. Let things come down. Let it come down. Let it come down. Let them come down. Send down. Send them down. Send them down. Let them come down. Let things of above come down. And by receiving them, that we must also come above. And above all, let them come down. Our hunger, making demand on things above to come down. We are pleading by mercy for things above to come down. Let them come down. For blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, let things in the Father come down. Send down, send them down, coming down, send them down, coming down, let them coming down, let them come down, coming down. Anamonia sasala diata babo veleta, ebremeno de bread de brada digata, edenemania da 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 da. And it shall send to you, Jesus, whomever must be told for a time, shall send him down to us. Send him down to us. Jesus coming down. Son of God coming down. Come down, come down. Elabolia da data. Inono, send down. Say we send to you season of refreshing and season of rage of all things. Daddy, my race, that my son coming down. We send to you Jesus again. Jesus, my send to you again. Send to you again. Time of refreshing shall come down. Time of vision shall come from the presence of the Lord. Presence of the Father. From the very presence of the Father. Onagabasa sana naria desebana. Oh, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was preached unto you, whom the heaven must be received unto the times of rest of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Send to us that good gift of God. Send to us that perfect gift of God. Let him come down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Send him down. Oh, send down. Oh, send down. Sending down. Coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Coming down. coming down. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Father. I honor you, Son of God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Onama sastaba lariada ba sasbaleta. Ajarimania de desa sabara nagalo. Zaina mali andariose velosi. Sandere mania gabanote. Staya la meros waba light. Master light. Masisima light. Magani mastima light. Vaya ni makestima light. Paseli night. Sign to Yali light. Efeli nakasi light. Zainu mai selenu light. Esuli nani light. Sign the nine. Sign the nine. Sayan the nine. Sayani nine the nine. Sayan the nine. Sinai light. Sinani na light. Elina silai light. Sulight. Selina my light. Sell you my light. He lies into light. Who stand the light? Milo send in a light. Sote ya light. Sondai. Sendai. Oh, Rashish de Baba Manas.
Situation to make your tough inches not to akatabala light. At the baptism of light. At the Mokoto baptism of light. A shinokoto wanda bakata baptism of light. A kominokoto come to a baptism of light. A shua kituma katala baba 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 baptism light. Emperor kutumikata baba baba baptism light. Baptize you into light. Baptize you into light. Baptize you into light. Send you light. Send you light. Send you light, even for to baptize you into light, even for to take you into light, even for to take you into light. Send you light, send you light, even light trails, even trails for light, trails of light, even trails of light, even trails of light, even for to bring you into light, even for to bring you into light, for to bring you into light, even baptize you into light, baptize you into light, even to help you to master light, even to help you to master light, even to help you to master this light, even to help you to master this light. There is a mastery of this light, there is a mastery of this light, there is a tutelage of this light, and there is the mastery of this light. Even come, send you, we send you heaven soon, even that standeth in light, he who stands in light, even he who stands in light, even sent to you, even sent to you, even sent to you this night, even for to help you into light, even to help you into light, even for to guide you into light, even for to guide you into light, even for to minister you into light, into minister you into light, even to minister you into light, until you master light, until you master this light. There is a mastery of this light, there is a mastery of this light, there is a mastery of this light, even for your soul, even for your soul, even for your soul to handle, even for your soul to handle. There is a fellowship of this light, there is a fellowship of this light, in light, in light, in light, in light. Even so, we send you heaven's own, even we send you heaven's own, we send you heaven's own, even for to guide you, even to minister to you, even to cause you to see light, even for to cause you to see light, even for to cause you to come into light, even for to you to be baptized into this light, for you to master this light. See the Spirit of God.
First Peter chapter 2. First Peter 2. The womb's coming as unto a lively stone. The womb coming as unto a living stone. Womb's coming is a living stone. So womb coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God, and precious. You also as a lively stone are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer all spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. I was comparing this with Isaiah. He said, behold, I lay in for his foundation. I lay for a foundation. A foundation is Christ. I lay for a foundation, a stone, a tri-stone, a precious cornerstone. Then, a sure foundation. So there is a foundation, which is a stone, a tri-stone, that I lay in Zion. But say I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. So we said that something cannot be elect or it has been tried. I said last week, before something can say it's elect, it must have been tried. So, an elect and precious. Just about a tri-stone and precious. And a precious. So, an elect stone is a tri-stone. Before it can be elected, every stone that they will use to build an holy temple must be elected. Election must have, they have to elect them. To be elect me, the Father must have received them or chosen them. The Father come to choose stones which are buildings that will be a part of the holy temple for God, or holy temple for the living God. As 2 Corinthians 6, so you are the temple of the living God. The temple of the living God is the temple of the Father, where God, where I will dwell in them, walk in them. It will dwell in them to walk in them. It's walking there is so that he can translate the holy temple to become an habitation. He said, for ye are the temple of the living God in a part, but when you see the last phase, and they shall be my people. From the temple of the living God, they become my people. Ye are the temple of the living God. They shall be my people. You can see that these are two promises. But the last promise is higher than the first. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them. Then it is until I dwell in them and I walk in them that I will now be their God. To be their God means I become eternal God to them. I am firstly a living God to them. Or I am an everlasting God to them. Which is, I am a father to them. But my design is that I will dwell in them and I will walk in them. When I'm dwelling in them and I'm walking in them, my walking in them is to show them what they must do, what they must walk to become my people, from being my temple of the living God. They will move and become my people. From being the temple of the living God, they become my people, which is the last promise. So you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in that dwell. That means I will live in them. That word dwell means I will live in them. And when I'm living in them, I will walk in them. So before God, when God pick an elect stone or a precious stone and constitute this elect stone to be a temple of the living God to himself, then he will come and dwell, he will come and live in them. When he has put the stone together, it's his hand, he picked the stone and put them together, and he will come to live in them. When he's living in them, there are work to be done in the temple. There is a work that means those elect stones are what I call buildings, which are Christ. The Christ that has worked and are not only worked to charity, but has been eaved. Say Christ that is eaved. What does it mean to eave out Christ? To eave out Christ, there are many, many buildings, maybe Christ. But you need to eave out Christ. That Christ that you are going to, if you not every Christ, not every precious stones will be heaved. To be heaved is to be taken. When you heave something, you take it out, you cut it out of the all other stones. You go, Zion is Christ, but you need to cut out stones. You cut out from the big Christ, which is the mountain of Zion, you heave out stones that will be used as holy temple of the living God. You heave them out of Christ. To heave out, what Solomon did to heave them out is to cut them out. You will cut them out. But what qualifies you to be heaved out of every stone that are made up of Zion? Let's say, see that you love one another. Then, for charity, the bond of perfection. So, when you are in Christ, they are bonding. You start learning the bond of peace in Christ. But they will come and observe the behavior of stones that made up Christ. Christ is a mountain. Say that, church.
Christ is a mountain.
Yes, Christ is a mountain. Christ is a mountain of stones. Christ is the mountain of stone that are blended together. They talk about Lucifer. They say, for thy work up and down, stones of fires. So Christ are conglomerates of stones that have become mountains. But God, God will not take all the mountain to make, to constitute only temple of the living God. From the mountain, he will heave out stones that are not just precious, but are sure. So, it won't take any stone to be part of this building if we are not going to be sure. And what we make, make your calling and election sure. So, make your calling and election. You can be elect, but you have to now make it sure. There are things that you have to show to the Lord that we guarantee that you will be sure. And you must love the brethren fervently from the pure heart. The stones, you might be doing charity. You might have, for the end of the commandment is charity out of the pure heart. That you are doing charity does not mean that you shall be heaved. When you are charity, you are made up what? Of the mountain. You are made up of Zion. You are part of stone that constitute the mountains, Zion. But God will visit Zion. God will visit Zion to come and receive or to come and if out precious corner or precious stone which are beginning not just elect, because Peter said, you are laying Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. This precious, I said, is what? Is higher than the precious of former one. So there's a preciousness in Christ as a preciousness in everlasting life. So we take the precious stones, but not just every stone that there is, that those stones that are loving fervently from a pure heart are the ones that they will receive. Right. If you are just a stone that loves the brethren, you have to prefer yourself in loving the brethren, you will be left. They won't receive you. Like those virgins that were left. Fivefold virgins, they were left. They didn't receive them in. The stone that they will receive, the stone that qualify to be received in into the holy temple of a living God are stones that are both precious and elect or chosen stones of God. Ever is contained in the precious God, you are laying Zion a chief cornerstone, a precious one. Say, chosen of God. God will choose stones. And what does God look out to choose these stones or to even have these stones? What does God look at? God check out their fervent love from the brethren from a pure heart. That is the condition for stone that God will heave out. We cut out. Just as Solomon did not move all the stones, there are the ones that they cut out. So there are stones. They have to cut you out. They will cut you out from among the brethren, among them that are Christ. People, stone that will participate as the holy temple had to be cut out from Christ. Who are men that have attained Christ? They have to cut them out. But there is something that those stones must have that we made for God to choose them to be part of the stones that he will use to build holy temple. Is their fervent love from the brethren, from a pure heart. Fervent love for the brethren, from a pure heart. Everybody say fervent love of the brethren from a pure heart. So if you are not doing this love, you have done love before, but you must be doing fervent love of the brethren for a pure heart, for you to be chosen, for you to be inned, for them to hear you out of the rest of the stones or the building or the mountain called Zion. And move you into the Lord. Because they need to move you from. They need to take you from among your brethren and move you into the Lord. Because where the temple will be is in the Lord. They need to move you into the Lord. The Lord is the site. It's inside the Lord that they are going to raise the holy temple where the Father will come and dwell, or the living God will come and dwell. So when they are moving you into, when they in you or they eve you or they cut you out of the former building, the former mountain, that is called Christ, that you have grown unto Christ. Then, work will start on you. When they have in you out, They will walk on you. They will walk on you, and how they walk on you, when after you've been caught and you've been received, that the Father will come and live and walk in you. Now the walking of the living God inside of you is walking on those stones. Just as Lucifer walked up and down the stones of fire, the Father, this time around, is not Lucifer. Everybody say Lucifer.
Lucifer.
What is the meaning of Lucifer? Light bearer. So the Father who has good light and perfect light will come and walk in the midst of these stones. He will dwell and walk. Say dwell.
Yeah.
Say live. And what? And walk. The way Lucifer was walking up and down, he will come and dwell or live and walk. That the anointed cherub that cover it. The anointed cherub that cover it. So we know that this cherub is an anointed fellow. I have said this so. That was upon the holy mountain of God that had walked up and down in the midst of stones of fires. But here, the living God will dwell and walk. Walk up and down in the midst of these elect stones. So the stone that Lucifer was walking up and down was stones of fire. But the stone that living God will walk up and down, I will live in them, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, he will walk in them. Walking in them, walking up and down, is ministering to those stones. Everybody say ministering. The living God is a ministration. Say that, church.
The living God is a ministration.
It's a ministration. It's ministering. You have to minister to those stones that he has healed, he cut out, the stone that he chose, the stone that he received from the building of mountain called Christ. Just as Solomon went to go and cut and iron stones and travel through sea to Jerusalem. They brought timber on the sea. So likewise, they will take these stones and move them into the Lord, inside the Lord. Because the only temple is to be built, all the buildings are fitting frame, growing up as only temple in the Lord. Ephesians 2:21-22. In whom all the building, or in whom all the chosen stones are fitting framed together, growing up into an holy temple in the Lord. So they will receive those things. They will be chosen, be received, and be moved. Everybody say moved. They will be moved to be a part of holy temple. But, you know, God is the God that call a thing as if they were. God is calling them, say, what does the temple of living God have to do with what? With idols. So it shows that a temple of living God can still be, idol can be available. So why he's coming to live and dwell is to rid of idol. Is to get rid of idols. Say, get rid of idols. So, though you have received this stone, he has cut out these stones from Christ. But that does not mean that they have overcome idol. What are idol to these elect stones? Because these elect stones can idolize themselves. Because they are already precious. You can idolize your preciousness. You can idolize the grace that you have accumulated. What they idolize? You can idolize your beauty. Like what happened to Lucifer. For man, the stone was thy covering. That have been in Eden, the garden of God, Ezekiel 28:13. Every precious stone, that you're a precious stone, was thy covering. So it was a precious stone.
Precious stone.
So that the man had become precious. That's why when you're a precious stone, that don't just start dancing like you're a precious stone. You can be a tried stone, a precious stone. That's why everyone wants you to do, see that you love another fervently from a pure heart. Do fervent charity. Fervent charity is extra burning. To burn that stone, bread. To burn that stone, they need to cook your soul. Every residue of impurity, which are many things, needs to still be worked on you. You are a precious stone. But precious stone is not enough. God wants to take in less stones. Every precious stone was like covering the sandal, topaz, diamond. This thing, they said,
thy covering.
This thy covering me, just like this covering me, it was their clothing. So when they say sandal, topaz, diamond, they are talking about mercy. There are all these stones, they represent something in the spirit. They are talking about mercy, humility, meekness. All these stones was covered. But this stone was pressure, but it was not elect. It's not for you to be precious stone. It's not enough for you to be just a stone, or for you to be a thrice stone, or for you to be a precious stone. Can you move to become an elect stone? And you will not be an elect stone until you love the brethren fervently. That was me to be an elect stone. So we saw a seraph, a cherubim that was a precious stone. So he was wearing precious promises. Ever say precious promises?
Precious promises.
Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So he has attained some preciousness. And those preciousness is as a result of beauty. But it's not just enough to be precious. Because we saw this being that has precious stone. What happened to him?
Season change. Season change. Season change. Season change. Change season. Change season. Change season. Change season. It's the season of change. It's the season of change. It's the season of turning. It's the season of change. It's the season of turning. It's the season of change. The season of turning. A season of change upon you. Even birth, a season of change upon you. A season able to cultivate change upon your heart. Even a season with so much potency, even to cultivate change in your heart. Even change, even change, even change, even a turning, even a turning, even a turning, even a turning of hearts, even a turning of hearts, even a turning of hearts, even a turning of hearts. For you see, the season you've come to, even the season you've come to, it's a season of potency, even a season of potency, even a season of potent words, even for as many, that plug into, even that plug into that which is being spoken, even that plug into that which is being declared, even would experience a season of massive change, a season of massive repentance, even a season of massive turning, even a season of massive turning upon you, even a season of massive turning upon you. For I am set to rain down. I'm set to rain down. Heaven set to rain down. Heaven set to rain down. Even potent words. Even potent words. Even potent words. Even potent words. Even eat. Even eat. Even eat. Even partake. Even partake. Partake of this feast. Even sent to you from heaven. Partake of this feast. Sent to you from heaven. And change. Eat and change. Eat and change. Eat and turn. Eat and change. Eat and turn. Eat and grow. Eat and grow. Eat and grow. For it's a season also of birthing into the kingdom. A season of birthing. Even 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 a season of birthing. For the harvest is ripe. Even 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 the birthing of children into the kingdom. Even the birthing of children into the kingdom. Even the birthing of children into the kingdom. Even for many shall see, even into the tenets of the kingdom in this season that you have come into. Even for your eyes shall see, even the tenets of the kingdom in this season that you have come into. For you shall be made holy. For you shall be made holy. For you shall be made holy. You shall be made holy. Even holy, 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 holy and separated. Even holy and separated, even holy and separated, even for to enter the kingdom, even for to enter the kingdom. See, 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 and be made holy. See, 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 and be made holy. For to enter, for to enter, for to enter. For it's a season of birthing, even the season of harvest into the kingdom. See the Spirit of God.
Lord, I come behind you tonight. Help me, Lord, that you will take off the bridle and hold my heart. You will hold my conscience. You will bridle me. You will direct me the way you want. I will be yielding to your Spirit. I will flow with your Spirit. Help me again. Show us mercy, Lord. Cause us to wait on you. And cause us to wait where? That will not go ahead of you. But we follow you. Help me to wait on you. And wait where? Wait where? That you will. I will pick your thought. I will pick your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, Pastor Peter and everyone. Thank you, Lord. You cannot be a sure foundation, or what they call a sure stone. We are reading from Ezekiel 28, And from Ezekiel 28, they say, this being that they are talking about here was created heavenly everlasting. Is a created heavenly everlasting being. And so, these precious stones here is in the order of everlasting. Because I was saying that, well, I want to use this scripture to buttress Isaiah 28 and 1 Peter 2. That have been hidden in the garden of God. So this is a man that is in the garden, or that which God cultivated. Garden is that which God has planted. Every precious stone, when you hear the garden of God, you will think there's a physical garden. It's not a physical garden. These angels are the planting of God. You remember in the book of Isaiah, they were called the planting of the Lord. So they are the planting of God as what God raised. They are the garden of God. Say that have been in the garden. It's not the only one. Himself and every other angel are in that garden. Gabriel, Michael, they are the one that constitute the garden of God. They are the one that constitute the garden of God. They are in Eden, the place of pleasure of God. And they are trying to describe what made up this being, every precious stone. So this precious stone is not precious stone that is in the order of created Christ. Although it's an anointed cherub, but it's not anointed in the order of Christ. Christ is anointed. Seraphs are anointed. It's not the anointed stones of fire, but this is anointed stones. So seraphs are also precious too. But so these beings are not in the preciousness of seraph. They are in the preciousness of everlasting. Every precious stone was like covering the sandal, the topaz, the diamond, the berry, the oxen, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of thy tabaret and of thy pipe was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. That are the anointed cherub that cover it. I said this so. That was upon the holy mountain of God. That walked up and down in the midst of stones of fire. So, you can see, these are the stones of fire. But he was made up of precious stones. All precious stones was their covering. But they are talking about another kind of stones. They said the stones of fire. But in previously, what constituting were the precious stone was thy covering. But there was another stones of fire. So for them to be stones of fire, they are tried. That the trial of your faith be much more precious. So something can be said, be much precious. I can't hear you. Say, be much more precious. It's not just that it's precious. When you move into the zone of everlasting life, the zone of being much more precious. But when they try your faith and or they try you as a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, precious, then, but you can move from just being precious into being much more precious. That is the beginning of everlasting. You move from, you climax in as precious, which I say is charity. But see that you love the brethren fervently with a pure heart. In that Peter, see that you are purified yourself. They are purified themselves. In obeying the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren. So they purify themselves unto unfeigned love of the brethren. So they have become precious there. But by see that you love one another fervently with a pure heart. This pure heart is different from the former pure heart that truth did to them. That truth that brought all that pure love of the brethren was the truth of Christ. But this pure, that fact they love one another until they broke into a pure heart, which is the truth of the Father. or the truth of the Son of the living God. That is John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That means I am the truth of everlasting life. I am the truth of everlasting life. So, that the trying of your faith be much more precious. So, this your faith here is the faith of Christ. Or this faith that I've reached to charity. But they now begin to try this faith that I've reached charity. Because if you read from verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to believe in this last day time, when you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Heaviness. So, before this time around, they have obeyed faith and have come to the end of faith, which is charity. Give me verse 3 to 5. Elect, according, these are elect stone. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father. So you can't be an elect without the operation of the God, the Father, or the God, or the operation of the living God. Through the sanctification of the Spirit, so this is sanctification of the Spirit. This sanctification of the Spirit is what I call sanctification of God the Father in the book of Jude. Now, in the book of Jude, sanctification what, of the Father, Jude, the son of Joe Christ, and brother of Joe, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. So if it's God the Father that elect them, true, what made God the Father to elect them? They went through a process of sanctification of the Spirit. This sanctification of the Spirit is not sanctification that is in Christ. It's not 1 Corinthians chapter 1, for he has made Christ unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. This is eternal redemption, eternal sanctification. Because it's, there's elect stone. How did God the Father elect? There's a process before you can be an elect stone. Before you can be an elect stone, you must be through sanctification of the Spirit of God. It's not the Spirit of Christ. It's the Spirit of God unto obedience. This is not obedience of faith. There's obedience of faith. But unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. This obedience is Philippians chapter 2 obedience. What Paul was talking, book of Philippians. But made himself no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made likeness of a man and be made fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. So before a man can be an elect stone or a stone that is if that God can eve out, he must be a stone that have gone through sanctification of God the Father and what? Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is the blood. It's a tool. It's a reagent. What the reagent they use to sanctify you. They use the blood. Yeah, the blood of Jesus Christ. So it is in those people that are what? Unto obedience and speaking of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Full stop. That means the elect stones had a process of sanctification. And what is the process of sanctification? Is through what? Obedience and sprinkling of the blood. That is the material of sanctification. What they used to sanctify them is what? Obedience and what? Sprinkling of the blood. So these two, obedience and sprinkling of the blood, is the speaking of the blood. Say that, church. They speak with the blood by speakings. We need to take it to him that speaketh from heaven. So when he says, see that you live in him that speaketh, for if they escape not, you will receive to escape from heaven. Much more shall we escape with turning away from him that speaketh from heaven. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood unspeakling that speaketh things. So there is what the blood is speaking by speaking. No, have you seen when you are speaking, sometimes saliva comes out of your mouth. When the Son of God is speaking, blood comes out of his mouth. And that blood is speaking, it's just like saliva is in your system. It comes out. So what the blood of the Son, everlasting blood of the covenant, when he begins to speak, he begins to sprinkle the blood upon you. So that blood that is sprinkling has their interpretation. What that blood speaks is supposed to be obeyed. And when you begin to obey what the blood is speaking, they will start sanctifying you. God the Father will start sanctifying you. And as God the Father starts sanctifying you, he will start electing you. So if God the Father does not elect you until he has spoken forth, and by speaking forth, he has sprinkled you with the blood, and you are able to hear what the blood that has been sprinkled on you means, and you engage the ministry of the blood by obedience. Say, engage the ministry of the blood. By what? Obedience. No, I told you, I said that they go to Christ and you ask the stone from the mountain. That not everybody that is Christ qualified to be part to become an holy temple stone. They go and hew out of Christ. They go and cut out of Christ. They go and what? And if out of those stones, after they have if of those stones, he will start speaking to those stones and start sprinkling those stones. Those stones, when they begin to sprinkle you and begin to sanctify you, you will start taking your place in the constitution or configuration of the holy temple. As you begin to obey, obey the voice of sprinkling. What the sprinkling is communicating to you. And what the sprinkling is communicating to you, they call it exceeding great and precious promises. Say exceeding great and precious promises. So, it makes mention of the content that is in the blood of sprinkling. Hebrew told us those things that in blood of sprinkling. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things. Say better things. I can say better things. So you can see that this blood carry better things. So it is those better things that are responsible for your sanctification. Let us see those better things in Hebrew 10. For you too joyfully, the spoiling of your goods. Knowing yourself that you have, for your compassion on my bond, and too joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Knowing yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substances. So enduring substances are everlasting substances. Or abiding substances. So those in the sprinkling of the blood are better things. So, but those better things are better and enduring things or enduring substances are contained in the blood. And so, when a man begins to receive these better and enduring substances, and these better and enduring substances are things that we learn. Say, he learned obedience. So, the sprinkling of the blood are learning. Say that, church.
Sprinkling of the blood are learning.
So, when he's speaking, and they are speaking the blood, there are things for you to learn. There are things in the blood you must learn. When they are speaking the things, better things, the blood of Abel that speak better things, you will learn things. When you learn to obey, I will say learn to obey.
Learn to obey.
So you learn to obey. So, you learn to obey a better and enduring substances, a better and enduring things that is in the blood. You learn it. The speaking of the blood must be learned. Say that, church.
The speaking of the blood
must be learned. You have to learn. So, and the soul that can learn these things are souls that have engaged themselves in fervent love of the brethren with a pure heart. They are the ones that can learn this. So, fervent love of the brethren from a pure heart supposed to make them of a quick understanding to be able to read and learn these better enduring substances that through his speaking is sprinkled on them. So he will sprinkle on this stone. He will sprinkle them on these stones. When he sprinkles on these stones, because they have loved the brethren fervently, they have charity stones, which are precious stones, and they begin to love the brethren with a pure heart. The result is say that the trial of your faith, because the trying of their faith, faith have been tried before they come pressure. They will not try them again. That are speaking when they are learning it. What make you so being much more precious? They are not just precious. Being much more precious in Christ, in charity, you are precious. But when you love the brethren fervently, until they begin to speak, the Son of God begin to speak. And when he's speaking, he's sprinkling the stones with his speaking. And in his speaking are a better and enduring substances, or what Hebrew call a better things. On those stones we need to learn. Speaking them is what? Is writing on them. Is writing on those stones. Those stones, they need to read it. They need to read what has been sprinkled on them. They will read it and begin to engage in obedience. Those stones are souls. So that have exercised themselves into fervent charity of the brethren, those are the stones that they will sprinkle upon. Because you start sprinkling upon some Zion, the stone that they have in and gather, he will sprinkle them with his, by speaking, he will sprinkle blood on them. Those blood I sprinkle on them, when they begin to obey it, it will begin to be sanctified by God the Father. They want to be sanctified by God the Father and see them being sanctified for them to become elect by God the Father. Wow. If you are not sanctified by God the Father, you won't be elect by God the Father. So now, is that clear? Now give me Isaiah 28 and Peter. When you look at this Isaiah 28, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone. This is Christ. A tried stone, a precious. So it can be precious. It can be precious. But this precious is precious corner stone. It's not just precious stone. It's a precious corner stone. And a sure foundation. So when you get a tri stone, it can be a tri stone, a precious stone. Before something that was corner stone, he called that corner stone. He called it, but look at here, an a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not be. So, he talk about Christ into everlasting life. But when he got to Peter, wherefore it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. He didn't say precious. It was a chief cornerstone. Elect. Precious. So, in this place of 1 Peter 2, 6, it's starting from the end of the journey and begin to dictate toward the beginning. The beginning is precious, elect, and a chief cornerstone. That's the arrangement. Ever say precious.
Precious.
Elect.
Elect.
Chief cornerstone. That's the order. Give me verse 4 again. So whom coming as unto a lively stone, is alive indeed of men, but chosen of God, are precious. Say chosen of God.
Chosen of
what
God.
Is chosen of God? Elect of God and precious. So precious come before elect of God. Elect of God the Father, according to the divine knowledge of God the Father, through sanctification. So sanctification will make it to be precious. So that it can be led by God the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So something can be precious until you have gone through a spell of sanctification. Or it has gone through a place of purging. Trying. But they try by fire. But now they try by what? By precious blood. That blood of speaking is the precious blood will try you. It will try those stones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in Christ, you journey from a foundation, a stone, onto a tri-stone, onto precious. Then you will start loving the brethren fervently. They will pick precious stones into you. When you have loved the brethren, you become being much more precious. They hew those stones. They hew them out. When you love the brethren fervently with a pure heart, your fervent love, it drops onto that stone. That I said, not every Christ is in out. Not every Christ, they if out to be part of holy temple. It's the brethren that are loving fervently until they attain another estate of pure heart. They prefer themselves in obeying the throne to unfail lovely brethren. But when you are not in, you are not lovely brethren, see that you love another fervently with a pure heart. So when you begin to come like that, you're not just going to be precious. That is precious, but you are going to be much more precious. So that more precious are the stones that they bring and sprinkle the precious blood of Jesus Christ, or the precious blood of the Lamb, which is by the speaking that culminate what sprinklings for the purpose of learning and reading better things. Or a better and enduring substances that are sprinkled through speaking on these precious stones. So God will work these precious stones how they engage obedience. When you are obeying, you will be to take your place in the holy temple of the living God. The holy temple of the living God. So, the sprinkling of the blood are learning of obedience. Just as you learn obedience through the water of the word, which is the truth of Christ. Now, the truth of the Son of God or the truth of the Father is contained in the sprinkling of the blood, which is supposed to be a thing that's supposed to sanctify you, which you are a precious, a much more precious stone, until you become a stone that can be elect. So, I can't be elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, without his truth. How they came into election by God, the Father, is true. Or according to sanctification of the Spirit of God, unto obedience, that means how they became sanctified then by the Spirit, is what? Is through their obedience to the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how they sanctified them. They became sanctified through obedience of the sprinkling of the blood. So the blood, nobody will be an elect stone until blood has worked upon you. Say that, church. The blood and the Spirit must work upon you. The blood and the Spirit. Okay? He said, through the education of the Spirit. Because the Spirit is going to quicken it. The Spirit is going to that will quicken what that obedience you have wrought. It is the Spirit that quicken it. The flesh profited nothing.
the word or the sprinkling of the blood that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the journey into everlasting life, when a man has loved the brethren, far faith into a pure heart, he makes sure that you become much more precious. Say much more precious. When you are much more precious, something will happen to you. Give me 1 Peter from 3 to 5. Look at what happened. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope. When the Father has begotten you, how does God have begotten you? Begotten through the incorruptible seed. So the incorruptible seed is the sprinkling of the blood. Say that, church.
The incorruptible seed is the sprinkling of the blood.
Yes. The incorruptible seed is the sprinkling of the blood. The incorruptible seed is the speaking of the Son of God. The incorruptible seed is the sprinkling of the blood. So either you call it the incorruptible seed, is what gave birth to you, has begotten you again unto a life. That means when incorruptible begat you, you start a hope. And you are not seen yet. You are still in a state of hope. That's what I was talking about. He has begotten us again unto a lively hope. Or when you have been sprinkled with the blood, the spirit of the blood, you are in hope or something. Hope to receive everlasting life. Or hope that you become the temple of the living God. They want to consider the temple of the living God or everlasting life. That hope. A lively hope. But hope that is not seen is not hope, because you see it now. It's a lively hope. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance. So the hope, the lively hope is that an inheritance incorruptible, undefined. It's still hope. But we have been begotten to pursue that hope. We have been begotten to engage sanctification, salvation of the Spirit, through the obedience and sprinkling of the blood. I mean, use the blood and the sprinkling to actualize this thing that is your hope, which is the hope of an inheritance incorruptible, undefined, that faith of, or hope of what? Of becoming a temple of a living God. Or becoming a temple of God the Father. So, essence, amen.
Amen.
So, essence of loving the brethren fervently is to bet a living hope in us. Say that, church.
Essence of loving the brethren
fervently. That is essence. Without loving the brethren fervently, a living hope will not be born in you. When you love the brethren and love the brethren unto a pure heart, because what I'm blessed are the pure heart, for they shall see God. You will see another hope. But without loving the brethren fervently, you won't break into what? Into this living hope. That living hope is what living stone can see. There's a hope that is always living stone that can see it. Take a living stone to see the hope of everlasting life. To see the hope of becoming the temple of the living God. So for me to break into a living hope, for living hope to be birthed in me. Say, everybody say, for living hope. To be born in me. I must love the brethren fervently. Because you will see it now. Because there is a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So an inheritance incorruptible, undefined, that fade not away, reserved for you in heaven. Now he now began to talk about that hope there. Who are kept by the power of God through faith on salvation. So he called that hope is salvation. He called that hope an inheritance incorruptible, undefined, that fade not away. Unto salvation, let it be revealed this last time. Verse 6. Wherein you greatly rejoice. So you are rejoicing in the hope. This is Romans 5. Rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. The hope that makes not ashamed. When you greatly rejoice, because you are still in the season of hope, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith. So these are people that are in hope. They need to try them. That trying is a sanctification of God the Father. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of God that perisheth, though he be tried, may be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom have we not seen? When you have not seen, you are in a state of hope. Romans 8. Whom have we not seen? You love.
In whom though now you see not, yet believing. Ye rejoicing with joy unspeakable. So God has in the hope. Level they are in the hope of what? Of everlasting life. Or they are in the hope of salvation. Or they are in the hope of becoming the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. Yeah. But how did they arrive at this hope? How did they arrive at lively hope? They arrived at lively hope by loving the brethren fervently from a pure heart. So when they began to love the brethren fervently, they attained a pure heart. And that pure heart is to see God. And if you see God, we bet a hope in you. Say that, church. To see God means a vision of God is cast. A vision of inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, is cast in you. A vision of salvation is cast in you. A vision of a temple of living God is born in you. Because you cannot begin to go through your position of sanctification of the Spirit, obedience, and learning. That said, for Jesus Christ, for the joy that was set before him, endure the God. What is the joy that was set before him? Hope. That's when you can endure the trying that will make you much more precious. That for you to be able to go through the sanctification of God the Father, then, by the sanctification of God the Father by the Spirit, unto obedience and speaking of the blood. So, what I'm trying to say that these precious stones that are in Christ, they are things that they must love the brethren fervently until pure heart. That when they attain the pure heart is a time that they are ready to be born again. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible. But how did boss Peter put it? At account of his abundant mercy, have begotten us again unto lively hope. So he called it a lively hope here. But Peter called it, see that you love the brethren fervently with a pure heart, being born again of the incorruptible seed. So we can know that what help us to be ready to be born by the incorruptible seed or to be born by abundant mercy into lively hope where we can, because you can't be born until you begin to see. Say that, church. See that you love the brethren fervently with a pure heart. Say a pure heart.
A pure heart.
A pure heart is a pure eyes. Say that, church. But this pure eyes is different from the pure heart that you receive in Christ. They say, pure, since you have purified yourself, since you have purified yourself into obeying the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. There's unfeigned love of the brethren, there's the fervent love of the brethren. Say there's unfeigned love of the brethren.
There's a fervent love of the brethren.
Say there's unfeigned love of the brethren. There's a fervent love of the brethren. So, fervent love of the brethren will do something to you. You do fervent love of the brethren until you attain a pure heart that can see the Lord. Or a pure heart that is ready to be born again unto a lively hope. Say, born again.
Born again.
Unto a lively hope. So when you have this lively hope, you are now ready. You are ready. Just like you need to be born again for you to be ready for the blessing of water and the Spirit in Christ. You need to be born again unto lively hope for you to be ready for what? Sanctification of the Spirit and the sprinkling of the blood. I said, you might be born again, you cannot see the kingdom. That's when you cannot see the kingdom of Christ. I said, you might be born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. So, except a man be born of abundant mercy or be born of incorruptible seed, He cannot see the vision of a lively hope. Just like you needed to be born again. For you to be born again by water, you need that born for you to be born of the water. Some people, he cannot see. So when you are born of the incorruptible seed, you will see lively hope. And lively hope is inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Or lively hope is what? Salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. Or lively hope is what? It's what? An holy temple for the living God. So, a man with a lively hope is a man that is precious in the order of everlasting life. Say that, church. A man that is precious in the order of Christ is a man that loves the brethren, that loves the brethren with unfeigned love. Say, a precious stone is a charity stone that loves the brethren unfeignedly. But when you are loving the brethren sincerely, they will not command you to love the brethren fervently. When you love the brethren fervently, you will attain a state called pure heart. And you need that pure heart to see the Lord. To have a glimpse of the lively hope. Then, they will now be being born by abundant mercy. Or being born of what? Of the incorruptible seed. Or being born by what? By the blood of sprinkling. So the blood of sprinkling, incorruptible seed, or abundant mercy, they are the same thing. They are to get you into lively hope, which is the hope of resurrection of the dead, or the hope of raising you as the temple of the living God. Everybody say, resurrection of the dead is the temple of the risen God. Say, destroy this temple. I will raise it in 3 days. Say, resurrection of the dead is raising the temple of the living God. Say that again. Because John can say, destroy this temple. I will raise it again in 3 days' time. So, what? Resurrection of the dead is raising the temple of the living God. Hope of resurrection. Of resurrection of the dead. Is the what? Is the hope of raising the temple of the living God. Or raising the temple of God the Father. He said, destroy this temple. I will raise it again. So, resurrection of the dead is raising those stones that they knew, that they cut out of the mountain called Christ, to raise them by the power of resurrection to become the temple that God can dwell and walk in them. Just as Lucifer was walking up and down amid the stones of fire, God the Father will walk on these stones. Because the people are the inheritance of God the Father. Say that, church. Yes. That's the inheritance. God wants to inherit these people. God the Father wants to inherit them as his people. He wants to inherit these people as his inheritance. He wants to inherit them as his own people. But he cannot inherit them until they have become chief. Or they have become chief. Chief. To be chief. They attain the state of chief. They will elect them and they become chief. Or they become seal. That's how I call it. For the foundation of God standeth sure. So when you say a sure foundation, it's for God. The foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seed, to have a seed is to be chief. Because it is that chief house that will become great house. In a great house, you put great house on sure foundation that standeth sure. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. So when you talk about, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. But when he was rendering it in Peter, verse 4, who's coming and said to a living stone? This a lie indeed of men, but chosen or elect of God and precious. So the stone that God can choose or God can elect must first of all be precious. Then God will elect it. Therefore, be elect, he become chief or he will become seed. For it will now become a sure foundation that the great house can stand upon. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Look at it. To whom's coming as unto a living stone, comma, disallowed indeed of men. So, if you remove disallowed indeed of men, you can render this way. To whom's coming as unto a living stone, comma, chosen of God, and precious. Do you see it? So who's coming as unto a lively stone? So a living stone is a chief cornerstone. Or a living stone is a sure foundation. So a sure foundation, chosen of God, or elect of God, and precious. So the revelation of the first and last works in those churches is to make them become sure foundations. Can I show you something? Give me Matthew 27, 62 to 66. I want you to see a pattern. Look at this. One, two, let's see together. Of the preparation. The chief priest, the Pharisee came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver, is Jesus Christ, that's what they call deceiver, that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, that after 3 days, I will rise again. Destroy this temple, I will raise it again. Come, I want to go read this now. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure. Say, be made sure. How do we make it sure? Until the third day, lest his disciple come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he's risen from the dead. So that the last error should be worse than the first. 1, 2, 65. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can. Then what is sure? 1, 2, go read it together. 66. They went and made the sepulchre sure by sealing the stone. So you make a thing sure when you seal it. So, say, and I saw Revelation chapter 6. And I saw an angel coming from the east, having the seed of the living God, unto whose coming is unto a living stone. So, a living stone is a stone that has the seed of the living God. So you start by being precious, chosen of God. So, a chief cornerstone is a sure foundation that have sealed the stone. So you make it sure by sealing it. Have you been blessed tonight? Yes, so we can't say something is a sure foundation if you have not sealed. Make it sure as possible. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone. So when you say man is sure foundation, You say that that man has a seal of the living God. So that is the foundation that eternal life is. So all you can say that man is the temple of the living God. That's why in the book of Revelation, immediately they had to see those guys, and they said and brought them into the temple of God, for they shall serve him in his temple. I said that temple is not the temple. So it's those people that they see that receive them. So he said they shall feed them, they shall lead them to the fountain of living water. It's those people that they see with the seed of the living God that was leading them. The Lamb of God shall lead them. So those who have followed the Lamb of God are the ones leading them. Into, he shall feed them and lead them into the fountain. So it's a ministry of those who they see that began to lead the multitude that they gathered. It's because they became the temple that they brought them into the temple. The temple is not a building. They committed them into this man that I have seen with the seed of the living God. So the seed of those people that you have seen, they now started their own journey to become the great house. Because the great house must be erect on a sure foundation. That great house is the habitation of God. That's the habitation of God. That's eternal life. That's eternal life. Let us begin to thank God tonight.